A very pleasant surprise. You would never expect him to turn up here in the studio after a big concert the night before. And he hasn't, let's be honest. I'm surprised Tubby too. Tubby went to the concert last night, didn't you? He just nodded his head. Yeah, good interview. Nice. Now, one of the things that happened was in order to play the Mull of Kintyre, how could you do it without having bagpipes? Mark Saul is the bloke in charge of the pipe band program at Scotch College. And he and the band played last night. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Red. How are you doing?
I bet you didn't go to the after party.
No. I tried to get back straight away and get some sleep, but I'm still on a high, so it's pretty exciting, yeah.
No, I had inside information. There is no after party, because when you're 75 years old, the last thing you want to do after a concert is go to an after party.
You would know, Red, yeah.
I love bagpipe bands. Have you got one at Scotch College, have you?
Yeah, we've got a pretty big program. It's pretty popular with the kids. There's about almost 100 kids learning. Yeah, would you believe?
I'm guessing it's a fixed pitch instrument, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It could be any pitch you'd like. But for the gig last night, we made sure we were exactly at B flat so we could play the song with Paul McCartney. So it all works out when you plan ahead.
Yeah. I don't know whether you were the big finale, but you should have been, surely.
Well, in our opinion, of course. Yeah, we were part of the encore, so it was towards the end of the concert, and it was amazing experience. So, yeah.
Presumably you had to rehearse with him?
We did, yeah. We had a rehearsal in the afternoon just beforehand, and that went really well. He was a real professional and gentleman to work with, so... All the kids were very excited, although I think some of them didn't really know who he was.
Yeah, that'd be right.
I had to explain. I asked him, do you know a band called the Beatles?
And, who's that old bloke? What's he doing here? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think their parents are more excited than they were, actually. So,
presumably you yourself are a piper.
Yeah, I am. And, I've got Paul McCartney to thank for me being a piper and eventually a bagpipe teacher, because I heard Mull of Kintyre on the radio when I was a kid. I was about 8 years old, and that's why I decided to learn the bagpipes. So it's an amazing experience to come full circle and actually play with him on stage that song.
So it wasn't to do with resentment of the English on behalf of your Scots heritage.
My mother and father are both English, and when I asked if I could learn the bagpipes, they said no.
Really? Because, it's one of those musical events that used to preface a battle, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So my mother said, you have to be Scottish to learn the bagpipes, and that was the end of that. But I hassled her for a few more years, and eventually I started learning, so... Paul McCartney to thank or to blame, I suppose, depending on how you look at it.
No. If I were in an English army and I heard bagpipes coming over, I'd think, I'm changing sides now. I like the sound of that.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, well, it's been a good thing for me to do. I've met my wife through playing bagpipes, and now I've got a career playing bagpipes, so I can't complain.
And you got paid last night, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I think we will get paid eventually, but, of course we would have done it for nothing because, it's one of those once-in-a-lifetime opportunities to play with the Beatles, so, yeah, pretty good.
Well, one of them. You'd probably get a quarter fee.
Yeah.
Although, I'm trying to think, Mull of Kintyre was a Paul McCartney song, or was it a Beatles song? It was sort of in that transition period.
It was a Wings song, I'm
pretty
sure.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it was about 1978, yeah.
So you'll be working again tonight, as I understand.
Yeah, we've got to go back again tonight. Yep. So, it won't come down from that high yet.
Well, whatever it is you were thinking, I really should do this last night, but I better not. I look forward to you doing it tonight.
thanks very much, Rick.
Did you have to wear skirts?
We never wear skirts. We wear kilts.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we did. We wore our kilts in the full gear and, tried to look as smart as possible. So, yeah, it was good.
I'll desist from asking the next question. I think you know what it is. And I think it's an utterly private matter.
That's right. And they said, well, we just ask you if you've got warm hands. That's the answer to that.
Well, Chukka's lovey for tonight. Mark Saul, teacher in charge of the pipe band program at Scotch College. And he played last night. He'll be playing again tonight.